Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to talk college hoops with Hall of Famer and head coach of the St. Joseph Blue Jays, Jim Calhoun. Brought to you by the Hartford Law Firm of Riscassi and Davis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Thank you much. It'll be Will Moradi in at 9:05 this morning. Just a quick programming note there.
Right.
That.
And then Todd's on at 3. No better way to brighten up a cloudy Wednesday than to bring in the Hall of Fame coach, Jim Calhoun. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Well, I've never been called sunshine before.
Well, I don't think I exactly called you sunshine because I know that.
No, he didn't call you that.
Hey, I'm thinking of the last game that we did on the radio, which was last week against Emmanuel. That was a back and forth game. The Tamboro kid had a terrific night, the South Windsor native, but yet your guys, I thought, fought as hard as they have all season long.
I don't think there's any question about that. I think we're maturing. We're hitting a slump. We've lost 3 out of 4. Big win by 70 points in between. But, it's been a journey in many, many ways. And the thing that's happened is that the top of our lineup, I mean, good kids, et cetera, but just not playing. We didn't play last week because of just getting him squared away to our culture. But more importantly, you know, our top two scorers have averaged, zero, about five, and the other one averaged about 8. Mm-hmm. During the past 5 games, which means that other guys are doing it. And we're starting to get the idea when it's not going well, there's only one choice, fight like hell. And I mean that. I think the culture is starting to take hold in that regard. We're not finishing off. We've led in 3 of the half times. We've 3 of the 4 half times. We've made great progress. We can't finish the game off. But we're doing it not the way we started by the top of our lineup scoring. We'll find other ways, and you know, there's a lot of good to that. It's not good enough for my psych makeup, but I don't like being on the other side of the scoreboard. But these kids, some of them, Noriega said, I think 3 of the 4 double-figure games for a guy that was averaging 12, and that kind of stuff. We've got great contributions from other folks. Delshawn had 34 in St. Joe's of Maine. So, you know, we're getting better. We can't finish up a game right now. But we get some opportunities this week, and that's what kind of looking for.
90 points plus in the 3 straight road losses. Is that a maturity, not playing defense as well on the road?
Well, what happens is once you start scoring the basketball, everything's taken care of in their minds. But we've got to close it off with some defense, and we just haven't done that. I mean, simply. Now, St. Joe's, remember, shot 55% from 3, and they weren't easy ones. You know, so we really get great shooting against us. You're right. We had a great performance by a kid who had the renowned player for Emmanuel. So we've had things happen. But regardless, we've got to play better defense, and hopefully the offense will continue to be as good as it has been.
How do you get them? I mean, you were talking about, you know, basically finishing games. What do you do? Is there a mental thing involved in this? What is it that makes it happen?
Well, you know, despite what Allen Iverson once said about practice, you start having longer periods of time of focus. You lose focus. I mean, that's kind of a funny thing to say, but, you know, when things don't go well sometimes, you lose the things that you've been getting better at. And we saw it. We watched tapes of the games afterwards, et cetera. And then all of a sudden, we aren't building a wall on defense. We aren't helping switch. We aren't helping the man hedge getting over the top of the screen. All those kind of things, basketball-wise, we just, same things we did, say, in the first half. We're just not doing it down the stretch, and that's something that we're working really hard on. And, you know, some of the progress I love, some of the progress I'm not crazy about, but the key is progress. We're a better basketball team, not necessarily at the top right now. We've got to hopefully alternate that, but I'll fix that. But I think more guys are growing, and that's a good sign.
Go ahead, Jim. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
The one thing I've got to keep telling myself, and I hate doing this, this, from almost everybody in this team, it's the first time.
Right.
I mean, first time being in these situations. First time starting the season off 3-0. First time losing 3 in a row. All those kind of things. And, you know, I mean, human beings do react when things happen to them. And I think that we're reacting good, bad, and in very good ways. And then, like you mentioned, Joe, that we've learned how to fight. We've learned how to fight much better.
Good. Right, which is a Calhoun team trait. Another kid, you mentioned Delshawn, and he's been great. Doubles in 8 of his last 9 games, just playing with more confidence. But another kid who comes off your bench and is one of those glue guys that you like so much is Jake Sullivan. You named him a co-captain. He scored 8 points in each of the last 2 games. He played a career-high 30 minutes on Saturday afternoon up in Maine. What's the thing, Jim, that he brings to the lineup that maybe other guys can learn from?
He's one of the most cerebral players. Now, if he was a great athlete, he's a good athlete, but not a great athlete, he'd be terrific. He really would be. But he's terrific for us because he's pointing to guys. He's helping out on defense. He's got a great leadership role. You know, in certain games, and we're talking about the Emmanuel game, I mean, he played, I think, 17 or 18 minutes in that game. Yet the other 22 minutes, he was up the entire time being the captain. He's not a yellow screamer, but just a positive guy. He's been very, very good for us. I'm really, really happy the way he's playing.
Weekly visit with Jim Calhoun. Don't forget the next game coming up on Thursday, and that'll be at 7 at night here on WTIC.
6:45 pregame.
6 for the pregame.
Because the coach is on about 6:52. You don't want to miss that.
No, I don't want to miss it.
No, I know.
The highlight.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's talk, you know, just for, you know, as you know, you built a program at UConn. How is this different? I mean, you're starting out from ground zero here.
Yeah, well, we're a little below. Actually, I had a dig down with that shovel and find some players where I found some good ones. But you know, everybody talks about the years at UConn. That's wonderful. My first year, I have no problem telling you, we were 9-19.
Yeah, that's right.
Could we have been better? Yeah. I could have kept a couple guys around from the previous team and didn't. Some of the guys I just didn't. And then we lost Cliff Robinson and Phil Gamble 6 games in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I thought that if we continue to establish the culture we need to, and I hate that's an overused word, but who we are, what we are, what we do, how we look at things, then eventually it's going to pay off, and obviously it did. And I'm thinking the same way here. It's more important that we do things. I hate people say, well, they do it the right way. And the right way is doing it the best way, winning games, competing, all the good times. That's what we're teaching. And in that, and Joe will laugh at this, I'm sure, I create a little bit of chaos myself by having another thing you have to overcome, which at times is me.
I'm sorry. My headphones went out there. I didn't quite hear that. Tomorrow night, LaSalle comes in. The kid, Stefan Massiarelli, is one of the better players in the league, 6'1 guard who's lighting it up. And they just added a kid off the waiver wire. He had actually played at 2 other schools, Kevin Nunez, who also has given them a lot of offense.
And he might be just as good. I mean, they now – potently on a night, have 2 guys who average 51 games. I'm sorry, 48 points a game between them.
Wow.
All of a sudden, and they've got Jeff Jacobson. How can you lose with that kind of Liam?
Yep.
How can you lose with that kind of lineup? But more importantly, as I said, we seem to be able to get the team after the kick gets at us, you know, before. But more importantly, I'm really at Justin St. Joe's right now, having our kids play better, having the kids come out with a win on Thursday.
All right, it's the 52nd anniversary of the first Super Bowl, Green Bay 35, the Chiefs 10. The Chiefs play your beloved Patriots on Sunday at 6:40 at Arrowhead Stadium. What is the Calhoun Fearless forecast?
We got to stop the quarterback. I mean, he is pretty special and, you know, athletically, and he sees the game for a young kid. That's the key. The key is, can we run the ball? And at best, put some pressure on him. I know he's good on his feet when he gets out of the pocket, but we've got to do that. And obviously, I'm picking only one team, and that's the Patriots.
All right. Coach, thanks. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Jim Calhoun.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.